Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Falun Dafa Boat Lantern delivers blessings during 2022 Taiwan Lantern Festival. Sydney, Australia. Event celebrates over 390 million people quitting the CCP organizations. Theatergoers in U.S. and Spain moved by Shenyun's spiritual energy, peace and hope in this pandemic world, says Spanish counselor. France. Mayor thanks Falun Dafa practitioners for bringing peace to the community. Delivery worker dies 35 days following arrest for giving out a Falun Gong pamphlet. And Latvia. People praise practitioners' efforts to expose the persecution. We need more good people in the world. Now for the stories.
Falun Dafa Boat Lantern delivers blessings during 2022 Taiwan Lantern Festival. The Taiwan Falun Dafa Association constructed a six-story high Fa boat lantern as their contribution to the annual 2022 Taiwan Lantern Festival. The beautiful structure, which can hold 100 people, was displayed in Gangshan Park in the southern city of Kaohsiung on February 1st through the 28th. The last 3 days happened to be a long weekend and brought heavy visitor traffic to the festival site. The festival attracted over 10,000 visitors who enjoyed the annual traditional cultural experience. During the last 3 days of the festival, the Tianguo Marching Band and Waist Drum Team performed in front of the Fa Boat Lantern, making the evening even more festive and lively. Many officials, business owners, and local celebrities participated in the event to promote the art of lantern making and ring in a new year of peace and prosperity. This was the 13th year that the Falun Dafa Fa Boat was displayed at the Taiwan Lantern Festival. The Fa Boat Lantern's designer, Mr. Chuang Yi Cheng, said it took him 6 months to complete the structure. He said the three flags on the masts display the Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and emit a dazzling golden light at night. On the evening of February 15th, Mr. He Xiao Sung Shan, president of the Falun Dafa Association of Taiwan, officially lit the boat. He said the boat is designed, constructed, and assembled by Falun Dafa practitioners. I hope that the Fa Boat Lantern will bring light to all directions during the new year and highlight good traditions and values. Legislator Lin Taihua said, "The Fa Boat Lantern, with its message, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, is unique. With the music from the Tianguo Marching Band and the performance from the Waist Drum Team, this is a place full of positive energy." The six-story high boat, which is lit up from the bottom to the top level, is stunning. Two volunteers from the Pingtung County Police Department visited the Fa Boat. One said, "Coming to the Fa Boat area feels like it's coming home. I've been anxious during the pandemic. However, as soon as I got on the boat, my heart calmed down. Seeing the light and the Fa Boat wheels turning, I felt so relaxed, as if the pandemic was gone. I am very grateful." The other agreed that getting on the boat made her feel calm. She said, "I felt that the boat was moving forward. I will cherish this experience and share it with my friends."
Sydney, Australia. Event celebrates over 390 million people quitting the CCP organizations. Government officials and community leaders held a rally in Sydney, one of the largest cities in the Southern Hemisphere, on February 17th, to celebrate the over 390 million people who have renounced the Chinese Communist Party organizations. at Martin Place, known as Sydney's Civic Heart, in the city's central business district, participants commended the Quitting the CCP movement as one of the most important peace initiatives in the world today. Some thanked Falun Dafa practitioners for their efforts in raising awareness of the issue and called on people to be clear about the CCP's agenda and reject the regime. A professor and director of the Equity and Diversity Department at the University of Western Sydney and former Australian Human Rights Commissioner pointed out that quitting the CCP organizations is one of the most important peace initiatives in the modern world. He also congratulated the organizers of the event and said that helping Chinese people to quit the CCP has been very successful. The professor said during the rally, "The Chinese Communist Party is a criminal organization. It is an organization that creates evil in China and is a threat to world peace. Since seizing power decades ago, the regime has destroyed traditional culture, killed people, suppressed faith groups, harvested organs from Falun Gong practitioners, undermined Hong Kong's democracy, and threatened Taiwan." A representative from the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP said she was happy to see that nearly 400 million Chinese around the globe have decided to sever ties with the CCP. She recalled the Chinese saying, "Good is rewarded with good, and evil is punished." She said, "Since the CCP has a track record of brutality and lies, including killing over 80 million citizens during peacetime, anyone associated with the regime could face an uncertain future."
Theatergoers in U.S. and Spain moved by Shen Yun's spiritual energy. Peace and hope in this pandemic world, says Spanish counselor. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 21 performances in 4 U.S. states, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Ohio, and Arizona, as well as San Sebastian, Spain, on February 19th through the 27th. Principal dancer Michelle Lian said, "Shen Yun's theme is traditional Chinese culture. We present high morals based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. These are universal values that people throughout the world accept and agree with. Our show is very positive and conveys a message of hope. That's what we're hoping to bring to the audience," said Sean Wren, another principal dancer with the Shen Yun World Company. Pennsylvania State Representative Regina G. Young presented a citation to Shen Yun Performing Art in person on February 19th and watched the performance with her daughter. She said, "I think it was absolutely amazing to be able to sit here and witness history in the making, real time, and being able to expose my child to this, who I brought here today." Marta Huard Pano, a counselor of Donostia, saw Shen Yun in San Sebastian, Spain on February 22nd. She said, "The truth is that it gives a message of peace and hope in this pandemic world we are living in, and with so much desire, we have to connect and to be all a little united." Shen Yun continues its 2022 tour with upcoming performances in Phoenix, Arizona, Columbus, Ohio, Salt Lake City, Utah, London, United Kingdom, and Paris, France.
France. Mayor thanks Falun Dafa practitioners for bringing peace to the community. Marie-Charlotte Nuhad, mayor of the city of Avon in the greater Paris region, recently wrote to the French Falun Dafa Association. She said that the brutal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, which has gone on for more than 20 years, has caught her attention. The mayor expressed her support for practitioners' efforts to end the persecution and thanked local practitioners for their contributions to the community. The mayor referenced a letter that she received from a Falun Gong practitioner in 2021, which caught her attention. The mayor wrote, "Ms. Nguyen, who lives in our province, Avon, told me that she and some other Falun Dafa practitioners have been practicing in a park in my city for more than 20 years. Over the years, this kind of group practice and meditation has continuously attracted passers-by to join in, and in this way, they have contributed to the local peace and harmony. After reading Ms. Nguyen's letter, I wish to support you. I support your compatriots in China who have been subjected to the most severe abuses and atrocities unbearable by human beings for 22 years. For more than two decades, Falun Gong was unjustly accused by the ruling government at the time. The practice was designated a public enemy, and then at the cost of bullying, ill treatment, and torture on a daily basis, the false reasons for eradicating the movement were made real every day. Each time is more abhorrent than the last. That is why I have pledged to join you in signing one or more petitions for your association related to defending human rights.
Delivery worker dies 35 days following arrest for giving out a Falun Gong pamphlet. Mr. Sun Diguo and Mr. Dai Zhidong, both residents of Daqing City, Heilongjiang Province, were arrested on January 8, 2022, after they were reported for giving out a pamphlet with information about Falun Gong at a gas station in nearby Lindian County. They were taken to the Lindian Police Department, where Wei Fang of the Domestic Security Office snatched their keys and ransacked their homes without a warrant. While searching Mr. Sun's home, the police arrested two more practitioners, Mr. Sun Wei Zhang and Mr. Zhang Liguo, who happened to be visiting at the time. Mr. Sun Diguo's Falun Gong books, computer, and 20,000 yuan in cash were confiscated, but Wei claimed that she only took 10,000 yuan. Mr. Sun Weizong claimed the responsibility for making Falun Gong materials and was held at the Tai Kong Detention Center on charges of undermining law enforcement with a cult organization, the standard pretext used to frame Falun Gong practitioners. The other three practitioners were released on bail after paying a 10,000 yuan bond each. All the practitioners later filed complaints with the Daqing City prosecutor against the police's violation of legal procedures in arresting them and ransacking their homes. Upon returning home, Mr. Dai, who is a delivery worker, was under tremendous pressure with the newest round of financial persecution. His wife died of a disease a year ago, and he was still struggling to pay off her medical bills. With the police confiscating his cash savings and his son paying the 10,000 yuan bond for him, he worried when he would be able to pay off all the debts. Meanwhile, the police threatened him not to report the persecution to the Minghui.org website. The mental pressure took a toll on his health, and he passed away on February 11, 2022. He was 60 years old.
Latvia. People praise practitioners' efforts to expose the persecution. We need more good people in the world. Practitioners in Latvia set up a booth in Riga's Old Town near the Freedom Monument on February 26th. They demonstrated the exercises, introduced Falun Dafa to the public, and told them about the ongoing persecution in China by the Chinese Communist Party. Predating Europe's Middle Ages, Riga is the capital of Latvia. It is a major political, economic, cultural, educational, and business center in the Baltic region. Despite the bitterly cold winter weather, many passers-by stopped and talked with the practitioners. When they learned how the CCP has persecuted Falun Dafa practitioners since 1999 for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, many people were shocked and signed a petition calling to end their brutality. When Bruno noticed the booth, he stopped and talked with a practitioner for a long time. He was surprised by the brutality in China, especially organ harvesting from living practitioners. He said, "The persecution is wrong, and what you are doing is very important. It is important to inform the public of what is going on." We need more good people in the world, Bruno explained. Regardless of our religion, nationality, or race, first and foremost, we need to be people who are willing to make this world a better place. He said that it is not easy, and it starts with every one of us. He added, "It requires efforts to safeguard principles. But even under adverse conditions, we should still strive to be good people." Upon leaving, Bruno thanked practitioners for their perseverance and wished them well. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.